All right, so I think we have to leave here in a few minutes, yeah, and I have to blow it out in the bathroom before we go.
Wonderful, lovely.
Maybe I'll pull a cousin, your cousin,
just all over the walls.
I'm like, Adam, clean this up.
Oh God, I hope he doesn't listen to this. He'd be very embarrassed. I didn't say who he was,
right?
So,
and in, a lot of people shit their pants on Walmart, so you really don't have to worry about that.
I once sharted in Washington D.C. and had to have somebody buy me new underwear.
Yeah,
so it's okay. It happens.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
A lot of people shit their pants.
Oh God, I hope he doesn't listen to this.
Yes. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2595 of a BFO for Monday the 8th of January 2018. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about the weekend and try to catch up on some crema cards. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, snowbounders. Big Fatty, that's us. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I tell you what. But first of all, have you been over to the BFO and checked out the pictures? Have you checked out the pictures of the big snowfall of 2018 here at the villa? Y'all, if you hadn't, you need to do that. And y'all, I got to tell you. As pretty as it was and everything, and significant, y'all, I went out in the backyard of the villa. Y'all, I don't have the big oak tree in the backyard. Y'all, it was, I swear, it was over 6 inches deep in the backyard as opposed to the front yard of the villa here. But y'all, it hadn't gotten above 35 degrees through Sunday. And y'all, I would say that only the roads are pretty much okay now, except for the, you know, like the alley that goes down behind the villa. Y'all, it's still icy as it can be. I would say 90% of the 100% of the major roads, and probably 90% of the secondary roads are passable and safe to drive on, even though each night, y'all, we've gone down into the teens, which is unheard of here in Charleston. And so everything refreezes a little bit, that it melts during the day. But y'all, I would say that we are beginning to thaw and melt, and y'all, it's supposed to go into the 40s today, Monday, and y'all, by the end of the week, y'all, it was supposed to hit 70 degrees. Big Fatty, everybody will be sick as a dog. It's true. So, y'all, the snow may have stopped falling out of the sky, but we're still dealing with it here on the ground. Yes, Big Fatty, let it snow. Yeah, Gussie, now, y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday evening. By the way, y'all, did you watch the big run on Hump Day night? Y'all, I tell you, it's going to be a good season, is all I can say. Is y'all, and one of those teams, Well Strong, which is heartily endorsed by the Flobfo and Brian in Danbury. You know, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2015. Big Fatty, you've been saying 16. I know I've been saying it wrong all along because Trucker Alex was the number one fan for 2016. Y'all, by the way, as we get towards the end of the month, you'll have your chance to be the number one fan for 2018. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway... y'all, the well-strong, or are the homosexuals, and, y'all, quite the lookers, if you will, and y'all, all I gotta say is that Cody, from the Big Brother, what was her name, Cody, I don't know, but, anyway, y'all, he just continues to be an ass. Randy, how do you really feel? Well, that's how I really feel. But y'all, y'all, we were off. They shut down the coal mine Wednesday and Thursday, and y'all, it was late Thursday afternoon that they shut it down again for fright. So y'all, so far in 2018, I've worked one day. Big Fatty, that you mean you've gone into work one day? It's true. I hadn't done a whole lot. No, Big Fatty, y'all, I've. Over the weekend, I did address all of the Crema cards for those of you who had sent me a card, whether I've opened it or not. And yes, Big Fatty, except for Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. It's true because I don't have an address for him. what was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. Oh, y'all, speaking of Crema cards, y'all, evidently that Taffy Carlisle Huffington from over there at the little show saw the card, the return card I sent to Taylor the Latte Boy and Babaloo, and y'all, she was incensed, I tell you, that she did not receive one. I said, well, to get one, you gotta send one, so she immediately demanded the address here at the villa. So y'all, who knows? Maybe there'll be a kid from Taffy Carlisle Huffington, Big Fatty. Y'all, I watched some sports ball. Y'all, I have absolutely been a sloth. I really should apply for a citizenship at Walnut Hills. But y'all, I was going a little stir crazy also. So y'all, I decided I was gonna go for a nipple walk around Fat Acres on Saturday afternoon when the temperature soared to 34 degrees. Yes, Big Fatty, put on your shorts and go out. But y'all, I put on a nice heavy coat and my toque and gloves and my boots. I figured my boots would give me more traction on the ice.
Big Fatty, you caught pneumonia?
No. Y'all went for a walk around Fat Acres. Y'all, I did slip a couple of times, but I did not hit the ground. I found it easier to walk on the snow, than areas where it was just ice, and that it makes good sense to me. So I did that, and y'all, as I was out and about, I got back here to the villa, and y'all, I had received a message on my, cellular telephonic device that it had spotted someone on the front porch of the villa, and I went and I looked at it. And y'all, there was something in the villa mailbox. Hell, that's it. Now, y'all, this box is taped up worse than what the skull does. So, y'all, I have taken the scissors and I've pre cut through some of the tape, but I've not opened it. By the way, y'all, this is from that Casey in Denver. Yes, Big Fatty, he sent you a picture of his grandma tree. He did. And y'all, it was a lovely tree. And y'all, right in front of the grandma tree, there was this enormous branch hanging in front of the tree. And yes, Big Fatty, you rub a couple of those sticks together, and you'll get a bonfire. Y'all, it was enormous. Yes, Big Fatty, it was lovely is what it was. So, y'all, we're going to open this up and see what we got here. And, yes, Big Fatty, open the packages. Don't worry about those credit cards that have been here for weeks. Let's see what we got. Y'all, I'm not sure what this is. It's just, there's a little note here, and it says, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, Happy New Year, Casey in Denver and Mr. Man. Yes, Big Fatty, and, y'all, let's just see what we got here. It's all wrapped up in the bubble wrap. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, look! Y'all, I'm not believing this. Y'all, it is... y'all, you know, I told you about my grandmother making the crema tree cookies, and Casey sent me a picture, and y'all, it was, let's just see if I've still got it here. Yeah, it's right here. It was my crema memories. I think that was crema day, and he says, your crema show made me remember the cookies that my grandma would make. I have her sunbeam mixer, aluminum cookie dough bowl, and cookie press. And y'all, he sent me pictures, and y'all, they're exactly the same looking crema tree cookies that my grandmother made. And y'all, then he sent me the recipe that she followed. Now, y'all, I don't have the recipe for my grandmother's cookies. My sister-in-law does. But, y'all, I'm going to try one of them right now. Yes, Big Fatty, here we go. Oh, my God. Y'all, they're just like my grandmother's. There's a hint of salt to them. I think that's what I like about these. Oh, my God. Casey. Fabulous. Oh, my God. Y'all, that is so good. Casey, thank you so much for that. You've made my snowbound days just that much brighter. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, God, that's good. Y'all, the other thing I was going to tell you about is, y'all, I hadn't gotten any newspapers on Wednesday or Thursday, and y'all, no, on Thursday and Friday, but y'all, they delivered the Saturday, no, I take that back, afternoon, they delivered the Thursday and newspapers, and then Saturday and Sunday they've come as normal. But y'all, I've caught up on that, and I've watched everything on the TiVo machine, watched a lot of sports ball, and yes, Big Fatty, and just done a lot of nothing. But y'all, and we've had to drip the pipes. Y'all, speaking of dripping the pipes, do you drip the pipes where you live when it goes gets real cold, like in the teens or whatever? Y'all, and you know, they always just say, now remember, drip your pipes. And y'all, I never thought about it. But y'all, do you just drip one? Do you just drip one pipe, like one faucet, or do you turn them all on and let them all drip a little bit? Big Fatty. Well, the Wednesday night I only did the one, but Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, y'all, I've dripped them all. Yes, Big Fatty. It's just like being in Walnut Hills, all those old drippy pipes. And y'all, we've been notified to get your ass back to the coal mine on Monday. Y'all, I've got to take the Ruby Red to get my new steering wheel today. And y'all, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, now y'all got 15 cards left, and I can get about 3 opened every day. Y'all, I'm just gonna try to get through them. Y'all, it says, no, it is not a Crema card. Open immediately. Big Freddy, why have you been holding this? Well, I'm gonna just hold on that one. Y'all, that's from Phoenix Dave. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, I'm gonna go ahead and open the one from that Brian over there in the J-Pan, Mexico. Yes, Big Freddy. That's pretty. Y'all, it is a volcano with some sort of birds flying in front of it. Y'all, it's gorgeous. And it says, season's greetings and best wishes for the new year. Dear Big Freddy, thank you for another year of little shows. Taking time to share your life with us means so much more than you'll ever know. Case in point, after sharing your cruise of a lifetime stories with the hubby, he surprised me by booking an Atlantis cruise next summer in Europe, Mexico. I hope your holidays are messy. No, Big Freddy. I think that says Mary. And the new year brings health, happiness, and gentlemen callers. Best always, Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico. Big Freddy, you're responsible for Brian and his husband going to... yes, I guess so. Well, Brian, thank you so much for the card, and you're welcome. So, y'all, we got another card here from Phoenix Dave. The first one I didn't open was from him. But we're going to open this one and see what it says. Big Freddy. And it is... Big Freddy, that's not a... That's not a Crema card either. It's true, it's not. But I'm going to read it anyway. It says, today is a day to be thankful for life's blessings. Big Freddy. It says, especially blessings like you. Happy Thanksgiving. Love, Phoenix Day. And y'all, there's a dollar. There's a dollar in here. And it says, Big Freddy, payment for episodes 2001 through 2100. I'll send you some scratch-off tickets in the new year. I don't know what that means. It says, so Thanksgiving has come and gone, and I'm glad you had a good time visiting the Hat Arena. I know this card is a month late, or is it 11 months early? I'll let you decide. Hello and happy holidays to Poodle McNoodle, Big Freddy, Squeaky Kitty, and all the gentlemen callers. Oh, Big Freddy, well, Phoenix Dave, thank you so much for the card. And the dollar. Big Freddy, go ahead and open the other one. It's orange, so it's probably a Halloween card. So let's just open it up real quick. And it is! And y'all, there's a ghost and a thing of poo. And it says, poo! And it's, oh! Y'all, there's a $10 bill in here. It says, hey, Big Freddy, here's to having a wonderful gay crema. Hope you have lots of gentlemen callers. Okay, so this is really late. It was written in late October, but I procrastinated in mailing it. Phoenix Dave, P.S. I haven't podfaded. I've just been too busy to record, edit, and post shows. Lovely, Big Freddy. Oh, dear Gussie. Phoenix Dave says, this is payment for episodes 1001 through 2000. Big Freddy, what does that mean? I don't know. I can't wait for Pride 48 this year. You better be there, Phoenix Dave. It's closer to you than anybody else. Big Freddy. Y'all, I put pictures of these cards and the ones I opened last week up on the www at noon today. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans, and other than begging for money and talking about weight loss, Big Ricky, anything else y'all talk about regularly?
A lot of people shit their pants.
Oh, God, I hope he doesn't listen to this.
Oh, I hear everything that the Stinky Orangutans say.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.